Tammy Pei hasn't seen her husband in more than 4 months.
The not being able to see him is really hard.
Pei used to visit her husband at least once a week. He's incarcerated in a Utah state prison for an illegal drugs conviction. But with visitations canceled because of COVID-19, Pei worries a lot.
When you can't see them, the look in their eyes, or, you know, you can tell if they're stressed. You can tell if things are good and they're really handling things fine or not. That's probably been the hardest part, is to just not be able to see if he's truly okay.
The Utah State Prisons are trying to help. They're currently allowing each inmate 10 free phone calls a week while visitations are off limits. And that's a big deal. Pei used to spend $40 or $50 a month to talk to her husband. She says the free calls keep them connected, which is crucial.
The family, friends on the outside, we're their support system when they get out. And if they feel disconnected from us, it makes it really difficult on them.
State prisons across the Mountain West are taking similar steps to provide a limited number of free calls. And at the national level, the Federal Bureau of Prisons has waived fees for all video and phone calls for those inmates. These policies aren't just about these inmates and their families, though. A number of studies show that contact with family and friends in the outside world is critical for reducing recidivism. Mike Haddon is the executive director of the Utah Department of Corrections.
You know, 90% to 95% of the individuals that just happen to be incarcerated will be back out in the community at some point in time. They're going to be rejoining, in many cases, those loved ones and family members, and it's really important for them to maintain that contact.
One study that followed more than 250 prisoners after their release found that familial telephone contact was most consistently associated with reductions in recidivism. Paul Wright is the executive director of the Human Rights Defense Center, a nonprofit that advocates for inmate rights. He says inmates usually rely on family for housing and for finding work when they get out.
It's going to be through social networking that they're going to get their initial job or initial employment.
The future aside, though, Wright says inmates are dealing with the crisis right now. They are experiencing the same isolation, loneliness, and anxiety that many of us are feeling in this pandemic.
There's nothing special about people being in prison or people having loved ones in prison. You want to communicate with your loved ones and your families, and you want to know how they're doing. You're worried about their safety.
Wright believes prisons shouldn't be charging phone fees in the first place, but he applauds prisons for waiving them during the pandemic. But in many facilities, it's not as simple as offering free calls. A lot of times, phones are in common areas, and access is limited because of social distancing requirements. That's making some prisons get creative. In Idaho, for example, some prisons are on lockdown because of the virus. So one unit is trying out cordless phones so inmates can make calls to family from their cells. And in Utah, the Department of Corrections' Mike Haddon says it's looking into video visitation.
It's a silver lining. We don't have it in place yet, but it's kind of pushing us to try to get that technology in place a lot sooner than what we'd expected.
But it's not in place yet. And Tammy Pei wants the prison to hurry up. She says it's good to be able to talk to her husband, but seeing him would be so much better, even though it's through the screen, for her and for him.
To see me, to see the grandkids, just I think it just helps them feel more connected.
And even with seemingly small things, Pei says, like for her incarcerated husband to be able to see the 120-pound Newfoundland puppy she recently adopted. She believes those things add up to inmates feeling like part of the family and wanting to do good when they get out. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.